This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The apparent suicide of an 11-year-old Afghan refugee living in Austria is a tragic reminder of the deep psychological distress facing thousands who fled for their lives to Europe, said the UN Children's Fund UNICEF on Wednesday. The boy had reportedly been struggling to take care of his siblings in a refugee shelter, and Austrian authorities are investigating what led to the suicide, said UNICEF. Austria has received around 60,000 refugee children since 2015, of which at least 12,000 were unaccompanied from countries such as Syria, Iraq and Afghanistan. UNICEF said it was training frontline workers on child protection and working to sensitise caregivers to the risks and trauma facing children, particularly in accommodation centres. More details from UN Deputy Spokesperson Farhan Haq.
UNICEF said it is crucial that these children receive the right quality of care at the right time to detect early warning signals of trouble, access to mental health services, and the support of guardians or foster families. If such measures are not put in place as a matter of urgency, the long-term impact on children's lives and their societies can be incalculable, the agency said.
Iraq's historic victory against the terrorist group ISIL or Daesh has come at a very high cost, and many unresolved issues remain. That's one of the key messages from Jan Kubisch, UN Special Representative for Iraq, delivered to the Security Council on Wednesday. Last week, Iraqi government-led forces captured the last remaining Daesh-controlled area of Rawa district, sealing ISIL's historic defeat, he told council members. However, around 6 million Iraqis were displaced around Mosul and elsewhere during the campaign, with many thousands of civilians killed and wounded. Mr. Kubisch urged the international community to vigorously continue efforts to ensure the defeat of Daesh and restoration of stability throughout the country. He also pointed to tensions between the central government and the Kurdistan Regional Government, or KRG, as a major concern. On the 25th of September, the KRG held a unilateral referendum on independence for the Kurdistan region, which Baghdad declared unconstitutional. Mr. Kubisch called for negotiations from both sides to find a solution.
All outstanding issues between the federal government and the government in the Kurdistan region need to be resolved through their constructive partnership dialogue, leading to sustainable solutions on the basis of the Constitution that will also guarantee the full constitutional rights of the Kurdistan Regional of Iraq and its people.
The implementation of child protection measures included in the Colombia Peace Agreement has been encouraging so far, said the UN Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict on Wednesday. Virginia Gambo was speaking at the end of a two-day visit to the country, where a UN verification mission is now monitoring the laying down of arms between rebel groups and government forces after decades of conflict. Ms. Gambo said lessons could be drawn from the process, adding that the reintegration of former combatants, especially child soldiers, should be everyone's priority. Here's Farhan Haq again.
She also stressed that children used and abused in and for armed conflict should be treated as victims and that detention and juvenile courts should only be used as a last resort.
Matt Wells, United Nations.